So we're starting with Masechtas Becharis. And in Becharis, you know, there's three type of Bechar. There's a Bechar Adam, you know, you fight with the Kayin, everything has to do with the Kayin. All go to the Kayin. There's a Bechar Adam, they give five slam to the Kayin. There's a Bechar Behema, that's a Behema Kasher, that goes to the Kayin, he has to bring it for a carbon, unless it has a mum, then he can keep it for himself. And the third type is a Bechar Behema Temeya, that's only by a Chamar. Chamar, that has a firstborn, so you give a Seh to the Kayin and you redeem the Chamar for yourself that way. So that's the three type of Becharis. The Masechtas Becharis talks about all three Becharis, and it starts off with the first one, which is Chamar. And Rashi says the reason is because Chamar is such a short to talk about it, so we start the Masechtas with that, and we get that out of the way, and we go to the other Becharis. The rest of the Masechtas about the other Becharis. Zok the Mishnah, Halakeach Ubar Chamarish Ovid Chavim. There's going to be five cases in the Mishnah of where Akum has a shutvis, has some kind of partnership in this animal. So one example is a Yisrael buys a Uber from Chamar Yisrael Evachavim. A guy has a Chamar and he buys the firstborn Uber and it's a Zachar. So that's one case. Is he chayef to give it to Kayin or not? Or he owns the Chamar and he sells the Uber to the guy. Alpha Pishen Rishoy, you're not allowed to really sell an animal to a guy. And third case is Mashtat of Loi, Yistam of Shutvis. You both equally take $50 each and buy a Behema and it has a Bechar. Or if a Mekabel Menu. Mekabel Menu is that he gives you an animal and you take care of it. And part of taking care of it is when it has children, you take care of it also. So then you stick a little Shutvis in also. Then you get a certain amount. You get a percentage of the money that it makes. By Noisla Bekabala, you give it to the guy Bekabala. All these five cases are potter mida bechayra because there's some kind of shutas akim in it. Shneva be Yisrael, avalei ba'acher. And the pasuk says that kol bechar be Yisrael is chayiv and bechar, avalei ba'acher, not by other people. So what's the five cases? We have you bought the Uber, you sold the Uber to a guy, you bought the Uber from a guy, you sold the Uber to a guy, you stam a shutif, or a Kabbalah. Kabbalah goes both ways also. Kabbalah means it's like an investment more, like it's like an oris, a sharecropper type idea. You give the animal to the other person, he knows how to take care of animals, and he makes it worth more money, so he gets shutvus in it. That's what Kabbalah means. That's what Mekabel means. So both ways, he's Mekabel from the guy, the guy's Mekabel from him, all these cases are part of Rabbi Chayru. So Dr. Gemara, Kol Hani Lomli, why are you all five cases in the Mishnah to tell you that shutvus Akum is part of? Just say, if a guy has any chelik in the carbon, it's part of from Bechayru. What do you need, give me every case? Kol Hani Lomli. If it says a case where you buy your Uber, there is no reason to make him give money, to give a Bechar. Why? Because he's doing a favor to Klal Yisrael. He's bringing another animal into Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Kedusha? Rashi says, because another behemoth will keep Shabbos. So another behemoth will keep Shabbos is doing a good thing. Tosfos doesn't like that's called Kedusha. He says, you bring another animal into Yisrael, and there will be a Bechar one day from this animal. So that's why, it's the big Kedusha, of course, this animal will have kids, and that will be a Bechar.
Every firstborn of the human also. Adam.
Adam also, yeah, so.
Also bringing Kedusha into the world.
So why don't we bring Gerim into the world? You're saying? Here we have an animal. What? Here you're saying here they have me that they would make a knas. We're saying here you're part of Taka. Why you're part of it? No, here the only reason because it's a guy's thing, it's a guy's animal. You're buying the Uber, so really we know you're part of it. But you would have a havamina. You'll see in a second that it should be a knas. We're saying there's no havamina of a knas. Why not? Because you're really bringing something into kedusha. Aval other case meicher the kamafkalem kedusha. You have a good animal. It's supposed to be a bechar. What you did was you sold the Uber to a guy. It's mamish a shtick, and maybe likeness they may should be a knas. That you're trying to, getting out of giving something to the kohen, you're selling something to a guy, which also is not right. It's mafkalam kedusha. All these things may make a knas. Rashi says the knas will be is that should be paid from the guy, and you give it to the kohen.
Buying it back.
Yeah, you buy the bechamar back, the Uber back, and then give it to the kohen. Rashi has lost the litna of the kohen. The Rashi speaks out. Doesn't mean give it to the kohen. You give the set to the kohen, but. And whatever, Rashi explains what that one means. But anyway, like to say, should make a knas, kamash v'lon, no. So that's a chiddush of the second case. The second case is that even though you're doing something that's not right, maybe a knas, still you're potter. What's the third case? A mishtatef lo. You bought an animal together with a guy. Lomli, why need that case? Lafukim Rav Yehuda. The Omar, Rav Yehuda Taka says, Shutvis oivid kechovim chayeves v'bchayra. Rav Yehuda holds that a shutvis of a guy is chayev v'bchayra. That means whatever your chalik is, you own 50%, you have to give 50% of the value of the bechar to the kohen. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. Kamash v'lon, our Mishnah is telling us, not like Rav Yehuda, the Petura min ha-bechayra. They are part of a bechayra. Taisus speaks out also here that you didn't have to say this. Just the etzim halacha that shutvis is potter is already a chiddush. We didn't know that from the reisha. We only knew from the reisha you buy the uba. We didn't know a shutvis akum Allah enough is alone is a p'tur. But anyway, he's saying the truth. It's al fukir avihu. The whole shutvis is chayiv. Kamashlon the p'tura mina b'chayr. By makabel lomeli. Why need a case of makabel where a person takes care of it for and instead of that he gets a chelik of the prophets. From a Kabbalah omeli, so Goyle Misni wanted to give the case of a Noisle be Kabbalah, that if you give an animal to the Goy be Kabbalah, that you're potter. A Noisle be Kabbalah omeli, why is that a Chiddush? Itzrik, Sagra Zamino, Hail of Iker Behem the Israeli. Since the Iker, who's the owner of the Behem? The Israel. He's just giving it to the Goy to, you know, to take care of it, to make it profit. So maybe there, you should make a Knas, look to say, or you should make a Gzeira, that you should give. You should be noyeg b'chayra. Why? Maybe you get mixed up with other behemoths. Because you say, oh, everyone knows this behemoth belongs to who? To Yisrael. And he's not giving a b'char. So people get mixed up with other animals. Kamash v'lon, you still don't have to because a guy has a shutvis, you don't have to. So b'akapanam, our Mishnah is very clear that any type of shutvis akum, any type of shutvis of a guy in the animal does not have to give b'char.
We would have thought to be kindness and to make him give the b'char to the kind still?
Yeah.
Same touch. Aren't you taking a Bechar to, what do you call it?
What?
Aren't you bringing it to Al-Azara?
No, so it always means here, what it says, look to say, it means give the money for it. Uh-huh. Give the money, the worth of the money. Even Rav Yehuda holds a Chayev HaShutvis, doesn't mean you bring the actual Behema. It means you give the money of it. Uh-huh. Even Rav Yehuda holds a Chayev, it's only the money. And it sounds like it's the Reis de Gedin, Rav Yehuda. Even though you're not giving it, it sounds like it's the Reis de Gedin. That's the interesting part. Tanan HaSam, learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Avodah Zarah. Rav Yehuda Mat Beshua. We know what the halacha is. You are not allowed to sell an animal to a guy. Why not? Why can't you sell an animal to a guy? The reason is because everyone knows that it belongs to Yisrael and they don't chap or sold to a guy. And they see it working on Shabbos, plowing on Shabbos. They'll think your behemoth is allowed to plow on Shabbos. So that's why you're not allowed to sell a behemoth gasa to a guy. That's the halacha of Masech Levarizar. So Rav Yehuda Mat Beshua. Rav Yehuda says that if it has a broken leg, you're allowed to sell it. Why? Pasha, because it can't do work, it can't plow. So you'll have to sell it. Matir b'shvura. Ben b'seira, matir b'sus. Ben b'seira is matir by a sus. For a different reason. Because sus never does a malacha deraisa. What do you use a sus for? You use it for riding. Riding is not a deraisa on Shabbos. It's only Isidur Abanon. And therefore, we don't make exera by Isidur Abanon. Riding a sus is only Isidur Abanon. Plowing is Isidur Isa. And therefore, so who this matter b'shura? But Maser is matter by a sus, even matter by a sus. A boy lehu, ubar mali om Rabbi Yehuda. What about a ubar? What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita about selling a guy a ubar? You allowed to sell a guy a ubar or not? What's the question? What's the question? My time that we do has on the shari, which is the shvura, because it has a broken foot. Uber and I'm a shavur. Uber also can't work either. Uber, last I checked, can't work, can't plow any fields. That's not a normal thing. Everyone sees this animal with a broken foot. Oh, he's selling that? I know he's allowed to sell it because of a broken foot. But Uber, I won't give him the hainu urche. This is urche lav shavur. It's not called a broken foot. It's urche. It's a normal thing to sell an Uber. This is very normal to sell an Uber. Therefore, people are going to think, it's a normal, since people think, allowed to sell an animal also. Oh, you sell an Uber, allowed to sell an animal also. And the Gemara later on says another reason why Uber is worse, because Uber eventually is going to get to work. Mashaik and Ashvura will never be able to work. Has a broken foot, will never be able to work. So Uber eventually will be able to work, so that's why it's worse. But the Gemara's question is, Fir Rabbi Yehuda, that's Matir by Ashvura, what's the lach of Uber? Either maybe it's the same like Ashvura and it's Mutter, or it's worse and then it's Asa. So what's the obvious question? Our Mishnah, Toshima, our Mishnah says, "V'amoychaloi, if you sell the Uber to a guy, v'amoychaloi, avapisha ainu rishoy." It says, even though you're not allowed to do it, And it's mashal on Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell an Uber to a guy. So the opposite of Shoy, like Paul Rav Yehuda, who doesn't argue? Rav Yehuda doesn't argue, so you see that Rav Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to sell an Uber, because he doesn't argue. So it's a pshitas to the shayla. They want to know, v'tameich, it's not a raya, v'tameich, I'm a shtat of law. Our Mishnah says that shutvis is potter, v'kavu menu, v'leis leva kabbalah. These three cases of shutvis are all potter. The loik tani doesn't say Rehuda argues, hachinami loik polik, and tell me he doesn't argue? We know he argues, the first of Brisa, we'll see in a second that he argues. Ella polig v'loik, ella polig loik tani, he really argues, which doesn't say in our Mishnah. Hachinami polik loik tani. Maybe Rehuda argues, told you allowed to sell an Uber, of course, like shvur, it's like a broken foot. Really allowed to sell it. I doesn't say it, our Mishnah doesn't say everything about Rehuda. Doesn't say anything about Rehuda, our Mishnah.
When a person gets a kabbalah,
yeah,
for an animal, or it's nice in a kabbalah, their payment is with the animal itself.
Yeah, they get a shutvus an animal. You get a percentage of the animal. It's like a percentage. You know, it's like when you do investment in real estate, the same thing. Sometimes one guy gives all the money, and the other guy takes care of it, and he gets some profits in it. He gets a shutvus in the investment. That's the way we get the profit. That's the way he gets paid, is by getting a partnership in the investment. Same thing with the animals. It takes care of it and he gets a partnership. This way it's a commission. It makes him work harder. He's making more money he makes. The more money he makes for the owner, he makes more money also. Toshima Rabbi Yehuda Imre, Hamakabal Behemah Merev Lechavim, Beyalda. Someone's Makabal a Behemah from a guy, Beyalda. This is the famous Rabbi Yehuda we're talking about. This is right here. This is Rabbi Yehuda, who argues. It says, Makabal Behemah Merev Lechavim. You accept the animal from a guy in order to work with it, make it worth more money, Beyalda, and it has a baby. So it's really a pot, right? According to our Mishnah, it's potter, because it belongs to a guy, really. So Lach is, for Rabbi Yehuda, no, you have to, since you are a shutif, the Yisrael shutif, he has to pay some money to the Kayin. Ma'ala Noisim Shavyav, he figures out how much it cost. V'noisin Chatzi Domav L'Kayin. He gives half the money to the Kayin. He gives half the money to the Kayin. I know you should loyal Kabbalah. What about the opposite case? A Yisrael has a whole animal and he gives it to the guy. That's worse. Avish and Rishah, he's not allowed to do it. Then the loch is, he has to get the animal back. That's number one. Koinksim Oisah Sarva Domav. He has to redeem the whole animal back from the guy, even if he has to pay 10 times its worth. He has to get it back. And also, when it's called Domav L'Kayin, he gives all the money to the Kayin. He gives all the money of the Bechar to the Kayin. So, two dinim over here. So what does it say over here in Rabbi Yehuda? That if you give the behemah, a behemah, it doesn't say what type of behemah, to a guy, there's a knas, and you have to give all the money of the bechara to the kohen. So my lav, a uber. What does it mean? Maybe what you sold, and this thing in Rishai, what you gave the guy, was the uber itself, not the behemah. My lav, a uber. And it's a raya, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sell the uber, and it's different than shvura. So Dr. Law, yeah, behemoth. It's going on the behemoth. They now sell a whole entire behemoth give a whole entire behemoth to the guy. That's Ein Rishai. Freyti Gemara Vadamav Ktani, which sounds like a Lashon Zachar. So Gemara Tani Demeha, regards the Meha. You know, give the Meha. But the bigger problem is if we're talking about a behemoth.
Why is it so fun? What has them say?
No, Dhamma means Lashon Zachar. Now, a mother of a baby has to be in a keva. The baby is always a zacha. So it says over here. No, it says over here. A nice and dumb called dumb of the kain. I give all the dumb of the kain. But dumb of ktani. So to me the male. But nice and called dumb of the kain ktani. The behema. If you don't have behema, the mother kain my vid. They don't give it to the kain. They don't give it to the kain. So it sounds like clearly here the uber is not allowed to be sold. So it's a raya that Rehuda holds. The uber cannot be sold. You cannot sell a guy a fetus, and it's different than shvura. So you gave it to the guy to do two things. First of all, to make sure it has the baby. And second of all, to fatten up the mother. So since you're selling the mother also, and that's sure not allowed, so the migu that's not allowed on the Uber also was not allowed. The migu that katsin la behema, that would make a knas in the behema, that wasn't allowed to sell the behema, katsin la Uber also. But of course, maybe Uber alone is not a problem. It's not a problem to sell Uber alone, and it's not a pshita to the shayla. But the Gemara momentarily will have pshita to the shayla. Amar Rav Ashi, one more Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi, Tashima. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. By a shvura, he says, you're allowed to sell to a guy. A behem with a broken foot, you're allowed to sell to a guy. Remember, this is nothing to do with b'chayra. This has to do with you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy because he might do work with it on Shabbos. So Mati Vishvura, but Pesha any Khilis Rapis. Everyone will it never do work, it has a broken foot. How you chilis rap? It's also if it get better, it's also. Well Uber Nami Uber also Yakulis Rapis Dami, it could get better. Shmami no, we see from here that review the holds that Uber is different. You're not allowed to sell the Uber and you're only allowed to sell a Shvura. You can't sell the Uber to a guy. And then Takashtims with our Mishnah says Ain Rashai. Rav Yehuda will not be arguing with our Mishnah. Hold, you're not allowed to sell the Uber to a guy. So we got up to Amr Beis, Ika the Amri, Vika the Masilah.